Morning.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, folks. Due to circumstances beyond our control, we are trying something new this morning. So if you have any glitches, any problems, please forgive us. If you get cut off or the video ceases, you could just log right back on. But we hope that would happen. One of the things that is best is you can put your phones or your devices on mute so that you won't hear any sound. We're not going to be doing an interactive, so you wouldn't be able to raise your hands and I would stop to answer any questions. But we pray that this morning that God will flow and do a mighty work among us in spite of circumstances. God is greater and bigger than anything we can ever face. So as we go to God this morning in prayer, let us pray that God will use this to even bring healing to every nation, every person that is affected. Father, this morning as we come to you, Lord God, we ask, Father, that you would help us this morning to just, Lord, in this time of uncertainty, in this time of where we feel in a little bit of pressure, or we don't understand what's going on, that we would look to you. Father, we ask, oh God, that our hearts and our minds in this time will be directed only to you, because you are our source. You are our life. You are our hiding place. You are our strong tower. You are the mighty one. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. And you are the one who rules. You could only give the enemy permission to do what he is doing. So that's why we know this morning you are in control. And whatever he does, it's already written out because you set the boundaries. And this morning as we come to you, help us to forget about ourselves. Concentrate on you and worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you this, it's kind of strange for me. And asking the Lord what to share. It was to continue in the book of Matthew or to what to share. And since yesterday, I believe the Lord was giving me the 23rd Psalm. So we're going to go, if you have your Bibles, if you would just turn to the 23rd Psalm. And we'll see what God has for us today. You know, when I was growing up, I always had the thought of coming to America. I don't know, it was a common thing back there. We thought, when we heard the words America, we think comfort, security, dependability, stability, nothing to worry about. And I don't know how many of you this morning have a sense that you feel like some of that has been interrupted. You know, I never thought I would see the day as that you would go to the grocery store. I was there on Friday. And I thought I'd get some bread. I picked up 5 loaves of bread because I know it's 7 of us now. It's about a loaf of bread a day. And I get to the register and they took away 4 loaves. They said 1 loaf of bread per person. And I thought, I never thought that being in America, I would go to the grocery store and only get 1 loaf of bread. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This morning, as we look at this passage, this psalm, well-known psalm, I want to draw a few things in this time when we feel like there's uncertainty. One thing I understand about this psalm is that David knew what it meant to be a shepherd, and he knew what it meant to be a sheep. Now, I don't know if you read the Word of God a lot, but if you go to 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 11, we see that he knew what it meant. It says, "Then Samuel said to Jesse, 'Are all your sons here?' And he said, 'There remain yet one, the youngest. But behold, he is keeping sheep. He is a shepherd.' And Samuel said to Jesse, 'Send and get him, for we will not sit down until he comes here.'" David, writing this psalm in the older part of his life, realized and understood what it meant to be a shepherd and a sheep. And here is what he said. I'll try not to move around. "The Lord is my shepherd." Now, here's the first thing. If you're listening and you're not serving God, you haven't chosen to walk in the pathway of righteousness, this ain't for you. Because this scripture, he is confident that the God is his shepherd. You see, he understood that when you walk under the shepherd, there is a covenant, there is a covering, and there is stability, and there is comfort, and there is safety, and there is abundance. When God is your shepherd, he said, "The Lord is my shepherd." Here's my question. Is the Lord the shepherd?
Yes.
If this morning, in this crisis, as I went onto the site to see what's happening in Georgia, they said 20 people already died. I praise God that he's my shepherd. This morning, I could stand up here and say without a doubt, "The Lord is my shepherd, and it's not too late for you." "They that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, and therefore become a sheep, and the Lord shall be their shepherd." And here's his next statement. And this is, I love this statement. David was confident. He said, "I shall not want." You know, I didn't know how to take that scripture when they tell me I only could have one loaf of bread. But when you serve God, you shall not be in want. You know, David said some sweet words in Psalm 37 and verse 23 to 25. He said, "The steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in his way." Number one, when he delights in his way, when he is a sheep of the mighty shepherd. "Though he falls, he shall not be cast headlong, for the Lord upholds his hand. I have been young and old, yet I have forsaken or his seed begging for bread. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." You may be in an uncertain place. You may have gone down to Walmart and look over the shelf and they had no bread. and you may have left disappointed, and you may have left with concern, but if God is your shepherd, you should have confidence that the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want. You know, God talked to me when we were coming to the field, and he says, the way you're going to make it is through prayer. I really believe God told me that plain and clear. Listen to what Jesus, how Christ, our Savior, taught us to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven. You know what that's saying? The Lord is my shepherd. That is saying the Lord is my shepherd. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Give us this day our daily bread. God has taught us to pray. Lord, I need to eat today. How many of you that call yourself a Christ follower, and when you go to the stores, you get disappointed and wondering what you're going to eat, but in time to pray. Give me, Lord, this day what I need to eat. David said it in the book of Psalms, and then Jesus taught us how to pray it in the Gospels. We're going to make it through prayer.
Yes.
Here's the thing. If this hasn't stirred the prayer life, I don't know what will. You see, when it first came out, I was kind of confident. I don't care what happened. We have a church. And then the numbers keep climbing and climbing and climbing. And then they said, no gatherings. 10 above. So you only need 9 people. And I said, well, I'll do whatever the government says, but I know this. It doesn't matter what the government says or does. Your shepherd is not the government. They're not going to provide for you. They will try. Your provider is the great shepherd. Lord. Second, God is your protector. Do you all know that this morning? Do you all know for sure that God is your protector? Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Boy, I want to run, but you won't pick me up. Yeah, though, I walk through the valley of the shadow of COVID-19. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they come. Are you guys getting this?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I will fear no evil. Thy rod and you know, David understood. He understood what it meant to protect the sheep. Do y'all know that? And you know, I know that I was going to write it down, but when the Israelites had a giant, they were facing a giant. And they knew that God was their God. And that giant will raise his head and mock their God, and they will all go running and hiding. What is happening? We are facing a giant. And some people are seeing it and running and hiding. No, take precautions. Wash your hands. Amen. Stay home. Don't go down to the beach because you have a week off or 2 weeks off from school. Don't test God. But one thing I do know, that it doesn't matter what giant you're facing, David said this, I don't know what's wrong with you all, but I remember when I was a shepherd. And what he's saying, God is my shepherd. I remember when I was a shepherd and the bear came. Whoa, and I took care of it through the power of God. And the lion came, and I took care of it through the power of God. And I bet you there were times there were droughts, and he found a place where the sheep can eat. And he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Why? God is with me.
Hallelujah.
You know, he said, lo, I'll be with you always, even to the end of this age. And look at the Lord's Prayer. Look at the Lord's Prayer. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Hear the psalm tell us. David says, look, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and hear Jesus say how you should pray. He says, Father, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. He says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You know, I never really had enemies that I had to sit down around the table with. So I any life. But David was surrounded by enemies. And he knew what it was like to have enemies encamp around him and yet see how God protect him. Here comes Saul, and David is in the cave. His enemy is right there, but yet God took care of David. Folks, God can take care of you.
Amen.
Listen what the psalmist says. Back to 4. He says, he make me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. Those are some powerful statements. When last taken up the word of God and this real popular psalm, we wait until we are dead for somebody to read it at our funeral. When we should be really meditating on it while we're alive. Because we'll understand that when God is our God, the security blanket is still there. Still waters. I can't remember if I was, I have to say, I probably was 10, 11, and everybody was going down to the river to swim. And I went with them, and I don't know what to call it. Some rivers, because it wasn't a beach, has this swirling thing going on in it. Mm-hmm. What do you call it?
Whirlpool.
Yeah, whatever it's called, it was going. I didn't know it. I jumped in. And I went down.
And came down. Up.
Down. Down. And came up. Down. And came up. And somebody grabbed my hand. And pulled me out. Saved my life.
Wow.
God don't lead you to those type of waters. He don't lead you. That's why it says, lead me not into temptation. Deliver me from evil. He don't lead you there. He leads you where? Waters. It didn't say stagnant. It's a difference.
still waters. Why still? Because you're not afraid to drink. Because if you're afraid to drink, you wouldn't. Now, I own sheep. I have sheep when I was growing up. It's not like what you see on TV. I have to tie them out with a rope. But I'm always looking for with grass, green grass. And they only got water when they came home. But I could imagine David leading sheep down to that water that is still. That the sheep has no fear but to drink. He restores my soul. Boy, that could make me jump. Why? I need restoring a lot. I need refreshing. In this time, you may need some soul restoring, and I pray that you get it. And here's the other thing. God gives you more than enough. In many God-given folks, I give them more, says here. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. My cup overflows.
Amen.
You know, you could have said, you fill my cup. We sing a song, fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. But here it says, the cup overflows. Folks, put your trust in God. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you don't feel like your cup overflowing, but your cup is overflowing. Because God is more than enough.
Amen.
And then he ends the psalm this. Surely, after all my experience, surely I have more life to live. More life to live. He says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Listen what he's saying. Wherever I go, here comes mercy. Wherever I go, here comes goodness. God's goodness. Surely goodness shall follow me when? How? All the days of my life. Here's the thing. We celebrate only when we feel that it's pouring out on us. Do you know that? And then the rest of the time, here's David. He is so confident. He says, I have an experience here. I have experienced God. I'm experiencing him as my shepherd. I'm experiencing the lion on my behalf. I'm experiencing killing the bear on my behalf. I'm experiencing leading me to quiet waters, giving me things to eat, nice grass. And guess what? I still have life to live, and that will follow me, how long? All the days of my life. God can meet your needs all the days of your life.
Amen.
And hear what he adds to end it up all. In the house. You know, I don't know about you, but that gives me the sense of, let's see, go buy ice cream, that just gives me the cherry on the top. I like to eat the cherry first. And I'll dwell. What he's saying, God's presence is always going to be with me in this life, and in the next. Do you have that confidence this morning?
Amen.
If you don't have that confidence, you can. Jesus said, all wisdom shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yes.
You can same statements. The Lord is my shepherd. Mm-hmm. And you can do it today. And then you can walk with the same kind of confidence. Experience when David's experience to be your motivator to let you know that you can same kind of confidence.
Father, if there's anyone in the sound of my voice that is not serving Jesus, have not taken Christ's free gift of salvation, and they have not experienced what it's like to have God as their shepherd, Father, I pray today that they'll repent of their sins. And they'll make a decision through the prompting of the Holy Spirit to follow God for the rest of their lives. So in a year, 2, 3, 4 years from now, they can say, God is my shepherd, I have experienced it. And they could look towards their future and say, it shall follow me all the days of my life. And then they could look forward to the house of the Lord forever.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you, Lord God, that you know what you're doing. Lord, even though we look and we don't understand, Father, help us to always see things through the eyes of your word.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we pray this morning for those who have gotten this virus and they're concerned and they're hoping that they would live. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will bring healing.
Yes.
That you will touch their hearts, mind, and soul, and body. Father, they say that this is a death warrant for the elderly. Father, we pray, God, it would not be so, but as they put their trust and their hope in you, that they will walk strong.
Yes, Jesus.
Father, protect your people, oh God. Just as the psalmist say, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for God is with me. Father, I pray, God, that you would be with them and touch their body. And that statement of all the government will prove to be a lie in their life because they will live and not die.
Amen.
And Father, we pray, God, that you would give your people some sense. That they would not go out there and try to prove, but they will use the common sense that you had instilled in them, and they will walk and do what they need to do, knowing that they're covered by the blood.
Yes, Jesus.
Because they're a child of God.
Yes, Jesus.
And Father, I pray, God, the same way the Israelites, when they were in Egypt, and the plagues were coming, the same way that blood was applied to the post and death Passover. I pray, God, that every believer, every child of God that has been redeemed by the blood of Christ, that this plague will pass over because the blood of Christ had set them free from all the curse that will come upon. Father, we are asking, oh God, for victory for your home, for your house, for your people. And Lord, we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Well, I thank you 9 brave folks for coming out because you know God is your God. And I pray that you will be blessed today. Go and be blessed. I don't know yet if the Bible study is going to be online. I'll send that out
and then you can, he'll do it from home, and then you can pick it up. All right? Okay, then, God bless. Okay. Go and be blessed.
Are you spending Wednesday evening as well?
Yes. If George wants to do it through the app, I'll let you know. All right.
Was that a speaker? A mic?
No, that's not for you.
What is this for?
That's not for you. All right.